Now, a Kerry River is one of three nationally in bad condition, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, which today has published its water quality in 2025 indicators report. The Environmental Protection Agency is warning that the county's cleanest rivers are continuing to decline despite ongoing efforts to improve water quality. Its latest report shows no significant overall improvement in water quality during last year, with nutrient pollution remaining a major challenge. The EPA is saying agriculture and wastewater are the main sources of excess nutrients entering our waterway. Three water bodies nationally in a bad condition. This includes stretches of the Folly Stream in the River Long catchment in Kerry, one in Limerick and one in Nenagh. And it also shows as well that there are issues in terms of phosphates, and only three of the 119 water bodies assessed show poor quality for phosphates. One of those is the Cashin Estuary in Kerry, where unsatisfactory condition of phosphate from 2023 to 2025 having exceeded the relevant threshold. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Cormac McConaghy, who is a senior scientific officer in the IPA's water management programme. Cormac, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to me in the programme. How concerned should we be, first of all, on the overall picture here, that there wasn't an improvement last year, despite, you know, there's money going in, there's focus and attention on it, there are schemes being, environmental schemes being paid for, that we're not seeing an uptick?
Yeah, it is quite disappointing. So we launched the report today, which gives an update on the indicators of water quality that were collected in 2025. And as you outlined in your introduction, it overall shows that there's been no real improvement in water quality nationally, with some net declines in some areas. And we are seeing improvements in some places. We'll see an improvement where we know measures are working, but that's been offset by a decline elsewhere. So it is disappointing, and it really highlights that if we expect water quality to improve nationally, we need to increase the scale and the pace of the installment of measures. But like, water quality is a local issue. Like, unlike a lot of other issues that we read about, the condition of your local river is influenced by what you do in the area. So if you have a septic tank, if you have a farm, if you live in a town, like, what you do affects water quality in your area. And so we're calling on people to, you know, be cognizant of water quality and take steps where they can. And we know there's a lot of action. As you said, there's a lot of activity going on. We know there's a lot of measures being done in agriculture. We know there's a lot of work being done by Eskair, and we know householders are doing a lot of work, but we need to increase the scale and pace of measures if we want water quality to improve.
So what we're doing isn't improving things, even though, like you said, some areas is working, other areas then are falling behind. So we're running to stand still at the moment. So the changes are going to have to be more drastic in what we're doing to try and get water quality improved?
What we find is that we can improve water quality in places when there's a lot of attention and measures being installed. Sometimes we don't know, you know, water quality improves, so we need to do additional research and assessments to figure out what caused that. Like, we identified that in this report, where there is a catchment in Wexford, we saw quite a few improvements, but we need to do more assessments to figure that out. But the problem at a national scale is, if water quality improves somewhere, but it declines somewhere else, then overall the picture isn't improving. And that has been the story in recent years. It's reasonably consistent that we have this small declines year over year, and we need to really focus to improve that.
The two big areas here, according to the report, are wastewater treatment and farming, agriculture, which effectively, I suppose, is slurry spreading, nitrates. Would that be accurate?
It's reasonable. I wouldn't limit it to just saying slurry or nitrates. But yeah, agricultural practices and wastewater are the major sources of nutrients in the environment. Like, we know that the main problems of water quality is excessive nutrients, and that can be phosphorus and phosphates or nitrogen and nitrates. And it varies by parts of the country. The south and southeast has more of a nitrates problem, the west and the north gets more of a phosphate problem, and that's driven by soil types. But we know where the sources of these nutrients are. They are coming from agriculture and wastewater, and that's domestic and urban wastewater, so wastewater treatment plants, but also septic tanks. We know where nutrients are coming from.
That haven't been modernised, that haven't been cleared out in the wild, that may have leaks in them, and nothing been done about it.
Yeah, well, we know from inspection data that when the local authorities inspect septic tanks, more than half fail when they are initially inspected. So I would call on anyone who has a septic tank to have it looked at. There's guidance documents you can note EPA's website, if you search for it or search on Google, and it'll tell you, you know, steps you can take to improve your septic tank. I'm sure it's working. You know, if you haven't had it emptied in a long time, you know, maybe get it empty, sludged and emptied. We can all do something to improve water quality. It's all of our responsibilities.
Yeah. Sometimes, common friend, it devolves into a row between farmers pointing at local authorities and local authorities pointing at farmers and other people saying, you're all to blame. But you, as you said, all of us need to do more. Was that your view on it?
Yeah, I think everyone needs to do more. Like Eiskeirn, and the government has an important role through Eiskeirn and regulation of discharges from wastewater treatment plants. And we know where there's wastewater treatment plants that are have problems. And there's nearly, I think it's 197 different water bodies, nearly 200, where we know there's a wastewater treatment plant. And there's actions being taken to improve that. And of course, there's other areas where issues happen in wastewater treatment plants and there's spills or whatever. But we know that those things happen. And the government has a role there, and Eiskeirn have a role there to invest more money and take more action. But we also have responsibilities in the landscape from agriculture. It's not this person and not that person. It's everyone has to take active actions to improve water quality if we want it to be a sustainable improvement over time.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that this morning and go through the report for us. That report available on the EPA website, talking about the areas and the rivers and the water catchment areas that are both in good quality, but 46% of them in a poor state and no real improvement over the year. And speaking of that, we had been speaking to Councillor Dan McCarthy recently about Kinmare Wastewater Treatment Plant. And speaking of the wastewater treatment plant that is coming on, due to come on stream or online, we were wondering when it was going to happen. It was due to be early this year. No word on it. Eiskeirn did get back to us and said the construction upgrade works at Kinmare Wastewater Treatment Plant are substantially complete. The project has moved to the final stages of testing and commissioning, which are critical to ensuring the plant operates safely and meets the environmental standards. The final commissioning works are progressing well. Once all performance and compliance requirements have been fully met, the plant is expected to become fully operational later this summer. In this context, the coming months refers to the summer period. So they're saying, I'm assuming that means maybe August for the opening or the finishing of the Kinmare Wastewater Treatment Plant, which hopefully should improve water quality coming from Kinmare Town. There's lots of places that are waiting for wastewater treatment plant upgrades. A lot of villages and towns around Kerry are waiting for that, and hopefully that happens before too much longer.